Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't make this day. You didn't make this day. Nobody but God. And we thank God for blessing us to see one more day. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. And we thank God for you dedicating this hour of power of prayer to the almighty living God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to glorify him. Somebody ought to magnify him on this day. He said it wasn't going to be easy. We're going to have our trials and tribulations. But you know what? He said he will send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord. God is in the blessing business, and we know what God can do. We know the power of the living God. We know that God will bless you over and over and over and over again. We know that God is a healer. We know that God is a deliverer. We know what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. And I mean mighty, mighty God. Let us lift up the name of Jesus. Let us glorify him, magnify him, worship him. Give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. Thank you, Jesus, for one more day. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for one more day. Hallelujah. We're not going to worry about tomorrow. We're going to thank him for this day, for this time, for this season. Thank you, Jesus. We can't praise you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise him enough. My God, my God. And we thank you for the opportunity to come before you. We thank you, Father God. We don't take it lightly that you've given us this time to praise you and glorify you and magnify you and to lift up the almighty name of Jesus. Come on in, Jesus. Come on in, Jesus. Come on in, Jesus. We invite you into our hearts this morning, our mind, our body, our spirit, and our soul. Come on in, Jesus, into our homes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Into the lives of our family members. Come on in, Jesus. Somebody's carrying a heavy burden today, and the Holy Spirit is saying, do not allow that to continue to go on in your life. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Don't praise him on Sunday and on Monday, Tuesday, half a day on Wednesday, all day again on Thursday. You're giving up. Then Friday you may praise him when you get that paycheck. You ought to praise him every day. You ought to give him the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. Glory and honor. That's the kind of God that we serve. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. We're going to Psalm 91, my sisters and my brothers. And I've always said, keep yourself a Bible. I know you got your tablets. I know you got your computers. I know you have your cell phones, but keep yourself a Bible. Amen. Have a Bible almost in every room in your house. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We never know when these computers, cell phones, tablets will shut down. But keep yourself the written word of the Holy Bible with you. That's a beautiful gift to give someone. A pocket Bible, a Bible to place in their bedroom, a Bible to place in their living room, a Bible to even in your bathroom. Yes, while you're sitting there, read the Word of God. Read the Word of God while you're sitting on the throne. You got time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You got time to read the word on your lunch hour. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for the written word of God. Have yourself a Bible. Buy your children a Bible. Yes. Graduation gifts. Mm-hmm. Graduation present. Bless some young person or some individual that's graduating even from college or university with the word of God. Believe it or not, my sisters and my brothers, a lot of young people do not have a Bible. Due to the tablets and the phones and the computers, they probably only know what it looks like. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. The written word, yourself a Bible. When you get it, study and show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, this is the power hour of prayer with your chief apostle, Bishop P. Patricia Stewart, Ph.D. God is good. God is good. All the time. Not just sometime. All the time. What we're going through is not good. Our situations, our trials are not good. But God is good. I want you to know that this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You praise him. You praise him. You praise him. Because the word of God tells us when praises go up, blessings come down. I don't need no rock to cry out for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I praise you this morning. I glorify you. I magnify you. I lift up my hands unto heaven. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Glory be to God. We ought to get into the mode of just praising God and worship him. Give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. Just praising him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Giving him the highest praise. Thank you, Jesus. Before you even ask him for anything, you need to praise him, worship him, glorify him, magnify him. Magnify the Lord. Oh, let us magnify the Lord. You know when you get that magnifying glass, it makes things bigger than what it is. Yes, he's bigger than what you ever could see or what you could ever imagine. Magnify the Lord. Let us worship him. Let us glorify him. Let us give him thanks for who he is. Thank you, Jesus. Before you ask for anything, you thank him for what he's already done. You praise him for what he's going to do. Magnify the Lord, my sisters and my brothers. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Yes, this is your power hour of prayer with your chief apostle, Bishop Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., in Baltimore, Maryland. The blessed city of Baltimore. The blessed city of Baltimore. The blessed city of Baltimore. Speak it into existence. The blessed city of Chicago. The blessed city of Philadelphia. The blessed city of Washington, D.C. Speak it into existence. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He said, let there be. And it was. He said, greater work ye shall do. Greater works, my sisters and my brothers, ye shall do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Psalm 91, our protection song, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack, our song of protection. Let us begin reading, my sisters and my brothers. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that floweth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 shall not come near thee. but 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. Woo! But it shall not come what? Nigh thee. That's God. That's God's doing. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Uh-huh. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. If you dig a ditch, you better dig too. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Step back, COVID. Get out of my life, COVID. And you little deviants. Monkey pops, get away. Stay away. Disintegrate. We'll not receive you in our lives. In the lives of our family members, in our homes, in our families. We will not receive you. Psalm 91, verse 10 says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. I believe the word of God. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. All thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, that stash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and an adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he have known my name. Thank you, Jesus. The word of the Lord said, therefore he have set his love upon me. Therefore, I do deliver him. I will set him on high, because he had what? Known my name. Glory be to God. He shall call upon me. Uh-huh. He shall call upon me. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. At 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, in the midnight hour, 3 o'clock in the morning, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance in times of trouble. With long life. With long life, Reverend Maybelle Hickman. With long life, Mother Annie Green. With long life, Mother Nita. With long life, Reverend Dr. E. Savage. Sister Nettie Savage. With long life, Reverend Harry P. Close. Sister Gwen. With long life. With long life, Deacon Briscoe. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And I believe with that long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. With long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Psalm 91. Our Psalm of Protection. Read it. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And watch God move on your behalf. Psalm of Protection. Carry it with you throughout the day. Sup on it. Meditate on it. Your snack could be Psalm 30, Psalm 91. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for blessing us with the word of the Lord. Psalm 35. There's someone about to go to court this morning. There's someone that need an attorney. There's someone that need a judge in the courtroom. Someone need Judge Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We don't need to call on Judge Judy. We don't need to call on Judge Mathis. We don't need to call on Judge Brown. We don't need to call on Judge My God, we don't need to call him that judge. Thank you, Jesus. Call or judge Jesus. Judge Jesus. We're calling on you this morning for the individual that's going in court, Father God. Be our attorney. Make a way out of no way. Let the will of God take place in that case. We call on Judge Jesus, Attorney Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's my judge. Uh-huh. Not Judge Steve Harvey. Judge Jesus is in the courtroom. Judge Jesus will make that final decision. Judge Jesus will do the right thing. Let Judge Jesus' will be done in that situation. And you will come out more than victoriously. My Judge Jesus will not lie. My Judge Jesus will make the final decision. My Judge Jesus has worked it out without the shadow of a doubt. My Judge Jesus will work miracles in the courtroom. Yes, he will. My Judge Jesus, what about yours? Call on Judge Jesus. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that fight against me. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. You do it. Because when you do it right. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Salvation is free, my sisters and my brothers. It don't cost you nothing. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Don't let no controlling archbishop, no controlling bishop, no controlling chief apostle, no controlling apostle, no controlling pastor, no controlling doctor, no controlling man or woman of God tell you anything different. Nobody but God. We thank God for the archbishops, the bishops, the chief apostles, the pastors, the elders, the deacons, deaconess, trustees, the sexton in the church, the cooks in the church, all of those Sunday school teachers, Bible scholars. We thank God for you, but you've got to live according to the word of God. God is watching you. I don't have a heaven or hell to send you to. God is watching you. And God don't send us to hell. Amen. You send yourself there. You have a choice. Choose you this day which direction you're going to go in. You want to walk the straight and narrow path? Call on Jesus. Now is the hour of salvation. Cry out to Jesus and say, I don't want to live that life anymore. I've been down that path before. I don't want to live in hell and go to hell. My God, my God, my God, God is speaking this morning. I don't want to live in hell and die and go to hell. I want to choose you this day. Thank you, Jesus. I want to choose you this day. I'm not going to follow the crowd. I'm going to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus and watch God move in your life like never before. He's going to send you a comforter. He didn't say it was going to be easy, but he's with you every step of the way. And I thank you, God. I thank you, God. He will lead and direct your path. He will open doors for you, and he will shut doors that you have no business going back through again. Some folk are trying to pry doors open. If you live according to the will of God, the word of God, God will make room for your gift. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God says, ask and ye shall receive. Knock and doors shall be open. Ask and ye shall receive. The Almighty Living God is waiting for you, my dear sisters and brothers, to make up your decision. Now is the hour of salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. You've sang that song. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord until I die. Trust in the Lord. And while you're trusting in the Lord, my sisters and my brothers, do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. You will not be hungry spiritually or physically. You may not have steak, but he's going to bless you with some food to eat. And I promise you the food that he bless you with will be healthy food. Thank you, Jesus, for the fruits and vegetables. Thank you, Lord Jesus, right now for the clean, fresh water. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verily thou shalt be fed spiritually and physically. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thy heart. If your desires are lined up with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you know the devil can bless you too? Watch out. Watch out, my sisters and my brothers. The word of God is telling us, delight thyself in the Lord, not the things of the world, not things. Delight thyself in the Lord. Lord, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm waiting on you. I'm trusting you. Delight thyself in the Lord. He will lift that heavy burden. He will carry it for you. Some of you are carrying burdens that you have no business carrying. The word of God says, delight thyself in the Lord. Delight. He will make it light. He will take away that heavy burden. Delight thyself in the Lord. And he shall, what? Give thee the desires of thy heart. Nobody but God will give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy way also unto the Lord. Commit, commit, commit. My beautiful blessed sisters and brothers, men and women of God, commit thy way unto the Lord. Not one day I believe him. Next day I don't believe him. I want to pray and I believe him while I'm praying. After you finish praying, commit thy way unto the Lord. God's way, not man's way. And the world's not going to understand what you're doing, why you're doing it. They don't have to understand. The word of God says, commit thy way unto the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of thine heart. Thank you, Jesus. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to what? Pass. He shall bring it to pass. Not you. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. Are you one of God's righteous men and women? I pray that you are. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. He is the judge in the courtroom, in the traffic court, in the criminal court. He's the judge. He should be your judge. You better take Judge Jesus with you. Thank you, Jesus. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. My sisters and my brothers, rest in the Lord. Be anxious for nothing. Don't hurry God. Sit back, relax, and let God. That blood pressure will go down. that diabetes numbers will go down. Those migraine headaches will go away. That cancer that's eating your body will go away. Those aches and those pains will cease. That pressure in your eyes will go down. That hearing difficulty will go away. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rest. Rest in the Lord. Some of you haven't had any rest in years. If you can't rest in the Lord, you're not going to get any sleep. The Lord. Rest in the Lord, my sisters and my brothers. Sit back. Relax. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. They're not getting away with anything, my sisters and brothers. God knows all and sees all. He's everywhere, 24 hours around the clock. He knows exactly what you're doing, what you're saying, what your thoughts are, what your actions are, before you even, thank you, Lord Jesus. He knows all about it. You can't fool God. You can't fool God. And let me tell you a secret. You can't fool a man or woman of God, because he's given that gift of discernment to us. God will protect us from seen and unseen danger. Thank you, Jesus. Rest in the Lord, my sisters and my brothers, and wait patiently for him. Do not get upset about somebody that you think is getting over. They're not getting over. They're only fooling themselves. They're not fooling God. Yes, there's a time for everything. Yes, there is a time for everything. See some anger. See some anger. We got a lot of angry Christians. See some anger. Now, it's all right to get angry, but it's how you use that anger. Some of us don't know how to control and use that anger. Some of the things that are being done and said in this world will make you angry. But the word of God says, see some anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. I'm going to get you back. I'm going to get her back. That's not of God. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Don't you want your inheritance? For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, but thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be, but the meek shall inherit. There you go again. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy. My God, my God. To slay such as be of upright conversation. Some people don't want to hear nothing about God. Someone don't want to hear you say, to God be the glory for the great things he's doing. Someone don't want you to say, I'm praising God in spite of what I'm going through, in spite of my illness, in spite of my disability, in spite of my financial situation. Somebody don't want to hear that. But that should be your conversation, my sisters and brothers. That should be your conversation. Letting someone know how good God is, how God is blessing you, how God is keeping you, how God has healed you, how God has delivered you. That should be your conversation. Speak, Lord. Upright conversation. Lifting people up. Not bringing people down. Upright conversation. Let your conversation be upright, my sisters and my brothers. Glorify God. Magnify the Lord. Let someone know that Jesus loves them. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. And I believe the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. As the song says, what a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, you do have a friend. Jesus. My God. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of the man of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken. But the Lord upholds the righteous. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Are you one of the righteous ones this morning? Are you one of the meek ones this morning? Are you walking in the authority of Jesus Christ? The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Yes, he did. Uh-huh. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And their inheritance shall be what? Forever. Now, we heard inherit twice in Psalm 37, an inheritance. My God. And verse 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. And forever means forever, my sisters and my brothers. That's the word of God for the people of God. Touch someone's life this morning. Let you be a blessing to someone. You need to bless someone. You need to bless someone. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us with one more day, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. We're going to rejoice, hallelujah, glory be to God, and be glad in it. Get that rejoicing spirit in your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice, my sisters and my brothers, and be glad in it. We pray, Father God, for the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. We lift up his wife, Dr. Biden, that you'll touch them, Father God, individually, and touch their family collectively. Let them cry out to the Almighty Living God. Let them yield to you, Father God. Touch the President of the United States of America. Trouble his mind and his spirit that he will do right by you, that he will honor the Almighty Living God, that he will honor the word of the Living God, and not try to please man, but please people. Don't try to please man. Don't try to please people. Please God, the Almighty Living God. Touch the man of God, of the United States of America. Touch the queens, the kings, the pope, the rabbis, the archbishops, the bishops, the chief apostles, the apostles, the elders, the pastors, the deacons, the reverends, the missionaries, the evangelists, the trustees, the deacons, the teachers. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. All of those in leadership positions, especially in the body of Christ, Father God, we pray right now, touch them individually and collectively. Deliver them. Deliver them, Father God. Some of them stand in need of deliverance. Deliverance. Their minds, their bodies, their spirits, and their souls. You said that judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. Call on the name of Jesus. Now is the hour of salvation. Cry out to God. Cry out to God, my sisters and my brothers. Repent of your sins. Turn away from your wicked way of living. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Word of God tells us, if my people will call by my name, Christians, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. My people, he's talking about you. that say that you are Christians, my people. He knows the church folk, my people, that are born again, that are saved, that accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. He said, if my people, my people, he's talking to you. Do you hear him this morning? My people, turn from their wicked ways. Repent of your sins, my brothers and my sisters. God will hear you and answer you. Yes, he will. Somebody need to repent and turn away from that life that they'll be living. And we thank you, Father God, because he said in his word, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. And I thank you, Almighty Living God, for forgiving me of my sins. Thank you, Jesus. We pray, Father God, for Sister Greta and her family in its entirety, the Mills family. We pray, Father God, for all the postal workers that are faithfully working in that vineyard. We pray that you'll touch them, every post office employee. We pray, Father God, the postmaster, that you'll touch him and let him be obedient to the Spirit of God. Send forth your healing power among them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for every mother, every father, every sister, every brother, every aunt. Pastor Shirley Caesar, we are praying for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God and the body of Christ that God has ordained you to be a part of and pastor of. Pastor Tammy Caesar, we're praying for you and your children. We know that God is able. We're praying for your ministry. We're praying for your ministry and the work that God has called you out to do. Dr. Kevin Carter, we're praying for you. We're praying for you, the great prophet of God, man of God. We're praying for you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We're praying for you, Lady Bishop Tanya Hart, Apostle Earl Hart. We're praying for you. God is able. God will keep you. God will guide you. God will lead you, and God will direct you. Thank you, Jesus, for promotion. We thank you for the elevation in the spirit realm. We thank you, Father God, that are walking according to your will and not according to man. No weapon form Apostle Earl Hart or Lady Bishop Hart or that church family. No weapon form against them will prosper. And we plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything may try to rise up against them or their children. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for that family in its entirety. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for Sister Burdette of Washington. God is able. God will keep you. He is a healer. Touch your body right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for total healing for that woman of God. We pray for Dr. Ron Green. Total healing right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Work a miracle for him right now. We pray for his wife, Jill Green, in Miami, Florida. God is able. God is able. God is able. Hallelujah. God is able. Sister, Minister Linda Bennett, my brother and my cousin, Harry Bennett, we're praying for you. God will keep you. God will lead you. God will direct you. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Walk into the newness of your future. Thank you, Jesus. Walk into your future, and your future will be greater than your past. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's a word for you. Your future will be greater than your past. Didn't he do it for Job? Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Evangelist Janet Griffith, your future will be greater than your past. Jonathan, Victor, Christina, Call on the name of Jesus. Surrender to him. Surrender to him right now, not tomorrow. Call on the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Evangelist Janet Griffin, he's working it out. Elder Linda Smith. Elder Don Smith. He's already worked it out. You ought to be praising him and glorifying him and magnifying him right now in the name of Jesus. Minister Sharon, God has worked it out. He knows exactly what you need, when you need it, and if you need it. He is a provider. He'll make a way out of no way. Sister Minister Yvonne McFadden, God is blessing you. God is watching over you. God is keeping you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Minister Barbara Duffy, God is a keeper. Uh-huh. He will keep you in your right mind. And I want someone to know this morning that's going through a situation right now, God is in charge. We come against dementia, arthritis, Alzheimer's. We come against those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. We come against diabetes, heart attacks, varicose veins, blood clots. We come back and send them to the pits of which they came. Migraine headache, hearing difficulties, eyes getting kind of dim. God will restore. He's the same God that gave sight to the blind man. He's the same God that raised Lazarus from the dead. He's the same God that healed the woman with the issue of blood. We come against HIV and AIDS. My God, my God, my God. We come against those jealous, envious spirits. God created you in his image, not someone else's image. God created you in his image and be who you are in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Shanita Kelly, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. God is able. God is a healer. Rael Kelly, Zariel Kelly, Diamond, we are praying for you. God is a healer. Lift your hands and glorify him and magnify him. Hallelujah. Thank him for your healing right now. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, for your healing power right now. We thank you right now. Evangelist Taylor, God is a healer. God can do anything but fail. He haven't failed you yet. Wallace Green, Sandra Green, and Virginia Beach, Virginia. Call on the name of Jesus. People need the Lord. We pray for deliverance and healing in the Green family. We thank you right now, Father God, for deliverance and healing. Delivering from substance abuse, drug addiction, illegal drugs, crack cocaine, heroin, pills that are floating through our streets, marijuana. We come against that spirit of the doctor saying it's okay. It's not okay. Call upon the name of Jesus. He is the true healer. He can take away your aches and your pains. Call on the name of Jesus. Those illegal drugs, we come against that spirit right now of those that are walking the streets trying to sell those illegal drugs. We come against that spirit right now of those that have a desire to stick the needles in their veins. We come against that spirit right now, having to disintegrate. Let it go back to hell from which it came, never to come into our lives again. Our family, our loved ones, our children, our husbands and wives. We come against that spirit of addiction of food, alcohol. We come against that gambling addiction right now, that gossiping addiction. We come against those spirits of addiction right now. We want you to be addicted to Jesus Christ. Call on the name of Jesus. He said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Our youth, our young people. Touch them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch our young people right now, individually and collectively. We come against those Jezebel spirits, those disobedient spirits. The word of God says, honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days should be long upon this earth, our young people. to honor you, the Almighty Living God. And if they honor you, God, they will honor their parents who are walking and talking and living according to the will of God. We pray for grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, foster parents that are raising their children. We are praying for you. God is able. God is able. Rosie Trahan, we are praying for you. Sheree Williams, Dwayne Williams, Dejanay Williams, Dwayne Williams Jr., we are praying for you. Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, we are praying for you. Bishop Gregory Gilmore, we are praying for you. Pastor Gregory Gilmore Jr., we are praying for you and the work that God is lead and direct you to, you and your wife, Pastor Melissa. To God be the glory, church of worship. My God, one body with many parts. God is a healer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is able. Brother and Ruth Bellamy, God is able. God is keeping you. God is leading you. God is directing your path. Dr. Alice Poole Davis, we are praying for you. Hallelujah. Desmond Stewart, we are lifting up your name in Jesus. God is able. God is able. Ricky Hightower, we are praying for you. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for touching those that are homeless, that are out there in the streets, Father God. Touch their minds right now in the name of Jesus. You are a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Fix someone's mind right now, Father God, that's confused and don't know which direction to go in. Touch that mind right now. Regulate that mind in the name of Jesus, that they will want to go into a home, a room, and live there and not on the streets. Touch that mind right now that someone wants to work and earn a living. Father God, those that are holding up the signs, touch them right now. Touch that mind and give them a mind stayed on thee, the Almighty Living God. That the mind of God will place them in the right place. That they will want to obtain work to take care of themselves. They will want to become independent and not on the streets. Touch the streets in every city, every state, every continent. Touch the individuals, Father God. We know that you're able. We know that you clean up our streets, Father God. We know that you can do it. You can go into the cities, Father God, and touch these homes, these vacant buildings, Father God. Touch them that someone will have a desire, Father God, to fix them up for your people. Touch the governor and the mayor. Let them be on one accord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them be on one accord in the name of Jesus, that they will want to bless God's people. They will want to see healing take place in the land. South Africa, we are praying for you. Guyana, we are praying for you. Venezuela, we are praying for you. Saudi Arabia, we are praying for you. Iraq, we are praying for you. Afghanistan, we are praying for you. Russia, we are praying for you and your leadership. We are praying that God's will be done. God's will be done. We know the word of God says there'll be wars and rumors of wars. President Putin, we're praying for you. Yes, we are. We are praying for you. Presidents, we are praying for you. Ambassadors, we are praying for you as you carry the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. God is blessing someone with a double portion healing. My God, my God, my God. The Hebrews of the old felt that Raphael was the angel of healing. At times you may wish to decree, angel of healing, come forth here and now. Or you may wish to call on the angel of prosperity or the angel of love, harmony, and marriage in the same way. Yes, God has assigned each and every one of us angels. Before traveling or going forth into any challenging situation and before going to work, before going shopping, it is well to affirm The angel of calm comes before me to me from any negative experiences. Let me say it again. You need to decree and declare, the angel of calm comes before me, protecting me from any negative experiences and also from any negative people. My God, because we got a lot of negative folk walking this earth. The angel of calm comes before me, protecting me from any negative experiences. Or the angel of God's presence, watch out, comes before me and prepares my way. Won't he prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies? My God, my God, my God. The prophet Malachi might have been speaking of his angel protector when he said, behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Malachi 3:1. God is speaking to you this morning, my sisters and my brothers. Speaking to you, Pastor Victor Mines, First Lady Mines. God is speaking to you. God is speaking to you. God is speaking to you. Once this individual was going on a six-week lecture trip, she decided to test the angel idea by affirming that the angel of prosperity went before her, making prosperous and successful her way. When lecturing for business, professional, or convention groups, a professional lecture fee is in order, whereas the offerings received from lecturing in churches or preaching or teaching in churches are often so small, they do not pay your expenses. And this was to be a lecture trip for churches. Watch out. Watch out. However, on this trip, after sending the prosperity before that individual, something happened that had never happened before, and this can happen for you too. Along the way, people kept privately saying, I have read your book and have helped. They have been helped by them. Are you hearing this, Minister Shern? Are you hearing this, authors of books? I have read your books and have been helped by them. I want to show my appreciation by sharing a special tithe offering for you. Nobody but God. The result was that they came home carrying a number of tithe checks. My God, they came home carrying a number of tithe checks. Won't God do it? My God, won't he do it? They came home carrying a number of tithe checks. Woo, my God. The result was that special gifts, that they gave it to them individually, which helped defray the cost they so often had to spend personally. God is going to allow others to bless you that you did not expect. Help them defray the cost. And so often they have to go into their own pocket. But God is going to allow other people's money to bless you, and you receive your blessing. Because some of you have a problem with receiving your blessing. Pray for the individual that God will bless them back 100-fold, spiritually, physically, and financially. Thank God for your blessings. Yes, there is an angel of prosperity, just like there's an angel of healing, angel of marriage. As for the angel of healing, a story came out of England many years ago, appearing in the London Daily Mirror and the Central News Agency, about a woman who had been ill for 5 years and was dying from advanced tuberculosis. Doctors had long despaired of saving her, and relatives have gathered as she stopped breathing and appeared to be gone. You got this? Appeared to be gone. It's not what it looks like, my sisters and my brothers. Appeared to be gone. You appear to be poor. You appear to be helpless. You appear what it appeared to be. It's not what it looks like. 8 minutes later, she suddenly took a deep breath and aroused as she was conversantly saying, I'm listening. Who is it? At that moment, she saw an angel bending over her and said, your sufferings are over. Get up and walk. My sisters and my brothers, I want you to know this morning, your sufferings are over. Get up and walk. This is the word from the Lord. Your sufferings are over. Get up and walk. Amen? It starts in the spirit realm. We worship God in spirit and in truth. The world can't understand the spiritual things. Are you worshiping God in spirit and in truth? Are you worshiping God in spirit and in truth? Get up out of your bed and walk. Get up out of that depressed state and walk. Get up and walk this morning, men and women of God. Move away from those negative people. Amen. When you walk into church, when you walk into your job, when you walk on the street, you'll get up and walk. The word of God. Get up and walk. My Heavenly Father loves you. He's taking care of you. He's guiding you. He's leading you. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to thy own understanding. Invite him into your life. He's a gentleman. Come on in, Jesus. Come into my life. Mind, body, spirit, and soul. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD. Yes. Yes. Do you know who you are this morning? Do you know who you are? Not who man say you are, but do you know who you are? Are you walking the authority of Jesus Christ? Do you know who you are? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know who you are? Get up and walk. Hold your head up high. Walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. Speak in the authority of Jesus Christ. Act like you know him. We're trusting you, God. We're trusting you. Get up and walk. Get up out of your bed and walk this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for that blessing. Thank you for that miracle. Thank you for that healing. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, with you this morning. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Write to me. I want to hear from you. Send me your prayer request. Request your beautiful, blessed prayer. Well, God is good. And we're praying for you each and every day, 24 hours around the clock. Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. Power Hour of Prayer. Tune again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. God is in the blessing business. And yes, we are praying 24 hours around the clock. God bless you real good. Be encouraged. We're praying for one another. Hallelujah. Dr. Ron Green, Sister Jill Green, Sister Linda Bennett, Brother Harry Bennett, Brother Bellamy, Ruth Bellamy. We're praying for you. God is a healer. Yes, he is. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. God bless you.